Thompson was a big believer in rail as governor. The bonding authority he set aside helped the state pay for train sets that could run on a Madison-Milwaukee passenger line. The studies he helped initiate as chairman of Amtrak laid the plans for a 9-state Midwest passenger rail network. Today's Republican Party has a different view of the issue, with GOP candidates for governor and lieutenant governor pledging to try and stop a proposed Madison to Milwaukee rail line. Thompson says that's the right call, since the state would be better off right now to pay for roads.
When I was governor, I had already built the infrastructure. I had put the money there. And I was supportive of high-speed trains because I believe high-speed trains has a place. But at this day and time and the circumstances that we have right now, we can't afford it.
Doing that would likely mean sending more than $800 million in federal stimulus money to a high-speed rail project in another state. But Thompson rejects that idea, arguing that the next governor could convince the next Congress to let Wisconsin spend the money on its roads.
Before you start talking about putting money into another form of transportation, you've got to build what you have. And that's the transportation system. That's the highway system. That's the backbone.
Thompson stresses that he would not favor simply returning the money since Wisconsin needs all the federal funding it can get. Thompson made his announcement at a state capitol news conference where he endorsed Representative Brett Davis in the Republican primary for lieutenant governor. Davis introduced legislation earlier this year to stop the Madison-Milwaukee high-speed rail line. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.